All right. What is up? It is your girl Holly and her ego live with another episode of the Holly Show STL. I wanted to talk about the levels to dating, and I couldn't wait to get into this subject because I've seen more than enough tweets and more than enough statuses to finally say, let's talk about this. So when I mean the levels to dating, I wanted to talk about just three little small levels. I wanted to talk about the talking stage. I wanted to talk about the dating stage. And then I wanted to talk about the seriously dating stage and how these three things are three different levels to when you're getting ready to start a relationship or jump in one. So to say the further ado, let's get right in on the talking stage. And basically what I believe the talking stage is pretty much self-explanatory. It is basically you getting to know a person you may find a liking to or have somewhat of an interest in. And when the talking stage comes about, it basically comes with you getting to know a certain person with conversation. You may text them, you may DM them, you may even talk on the phone with them. But it's just really the standard of really just basically what it is talking to someone that you may have interest in dating. The talking stage in relationships, as many people know, is the stage at the beginning of the relationship and where you're getting to know the person you're potentially will end up dating. And at this point, you're basically doing like a test run of the relationship to see if it will even work out. I see so many people often talk about the talking stage and if there are boundaries that come with this. And I want to say there isn't. This is just you again doing a test run to see if you could, you know, be into someone you would be interested in talking to or taking it to the next level to start dating. And you know what? Some people make it past this stage, but some still don't make it past the talking stage either. But I do have a few tips to lend on when you are in the talking stage that can help you along this important journey. But I'm going to give you at least 5 ways to survive the talking stage without you getting your feelings hurt. And most importantly, you know, you just keeping it 100 with that person and hopefully it comes out in your favor. So I found an article online that said 5 ways to survive the talking stage without getting hurt. The number one way was to keep your emotions in check. Let's face it, feelings are never 50-50. And that's true. That's why a lot of people don't end up out the talking stage, because somebody in the little situation may not be that interested in you, but you're more interested in that person, or it could be vice versa. And then there you have it. Boom. You're not going nowhere, but phone calls, texts, highs, you know, you might even tweet them. You might even see them on Facebook. You might see them out in the street, but it just gets no past the, let's get together, let's start dating stage. So keep your emotions in check. Don't feel, you know, like you got to be too into it. Have fun. Enjoy the conversation. Get to know the person. But like they said, don't keep it to where your feelings get involved. Because I see a lot of times people be in the talking stage and automatically, boom, they're like, oh, I like this person. Oh, I can't wait to be with this person. It's like, hold up, chill out. We just talking. It ain't nothing that serious. So I agree with that. Keep your emotions in check. Also, give them space. When you're talking to someone, you ain't got to be all in their face all the time. You know, let them breathe. You know, this is not your mate like that. You guys are just talking. You guys are just having conversations. You cannot hound somebody that is not your person. And when I say that, like, you have to give people their space. If they want to talk to you, they will talk to you. Same with you. If you want to talk to them, you have every right to be like, hey, I just need my room. Don't hound me. If I want to talk to you, I can. Because what are we doing? We're just talking. Also, to avoid getting hurt, and this is with our new era age group, stop blowing up people's phones. If the person, he or she, is not answering your calls and texts, it is okay. It's all right. That's not your mate. Again, you have no right to blow up somebody's phone that you guys are not seriously in a relationship. You know, you guys are not dating. You guys are just talking. You guys are just on that level. So you should not be blowing up nobody's phone. If they don't answer, cool. That's all right. You ain't got to worry about them. Keep it pushing. Play it cool. Always play it cool. And that's what it is. Hey, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. You ain't got to let that other person know that you are. If you are even feeling them, that's even fine too. But still, you're at a very delicate stage. And it's the beginning stage. So you have to make sure that this other person is just as interested in being with you as you are. But you're going to get to that. So until then, play it safe, play it cool. And then last but not least, they said when you think it's okay, go ahead and tell them you want to take it a bit further and ask the person if they're willing to go on a date. And who knows, this could be the beginning to something new or it could be the end of something. Because a lot of times, after the talking stage, you have pretty much scoped out this person. You found the things you probably like and dislike about them. Same with the other person with you. They're probably thinking the same thing. And if you guys are on one accord, then boom, you guys can get to the next level, which I'm going to talk about next is getting to the dating stage. And when I get to the dating stage, when we get all to the dating stage, I want us to think of it as us getting to know each other a little bit more on a personal level before it was with that talking stage. Because with that talking stage, we were just little good old little friends. We might have texted. We might have talked on the phone. We might even tweet each other, DM each other. But when you get to the dating stage, that means it's getting a little personal. And this is when you start spending more time with a person. Like, and just in general, like, you guys may start hanging out. You may start seeing each other more. You may start getting more conversations. You may get more texts. But then sometimes when you start dating people or you're dating someone in particular, you may even include some intimacy in this stage depending on the person or the persons involved. You know, even in this stage, I still don't think it's still boundaries of just talking to one person. Because when you're dating, it's exactly what it is. It's basically having adult fun, getting to know the person or people that are involved. So I feel like if you're in a dating stage and you can stick to dating one person, or if you're enjoying the dating scene as a whole, just, you know, take that in your mind as I'm just having fun. I'm out, you know, on the prowl. Now, if you're dating one person, I would say it's okay to do certain things you want to do with that person. But if you are dating more than one person, then I would say with the whole, like, A to each his own. But be careful. Wrap it up, guys. Ladies, don't be sleeping with everybody just because y'all going out to eat. And he taking you to get red cheddar biscuits and stuff like that. Like, keep it cool. Keep it cute. But to each his own. Everybody is grown, so you're going to do what you want to do. Now, if you are dating one person, I will say it's okay to do things you want to do with that person. But just know it's still no strings attached until the two have come to an agreement that it's just me and you. Let's say you are not one that is dating just one person. I still think it's okay to do so. Just be careful with that. I would say go on dates and have fun, explore and have a good time. But if it is me, I would leave the intimacy out if you plan on just being on the dating scene. Either way, how you do it, no, it is just dating and having a good time. Unless one of the parties decides to hit you with the what are we, then this is where everything takes off. We have went from the talking stage to we are having fun and dating stage to the what are we. That will probably lead us into that last stage of dating, which is called seriously dating. Oh, and this is lit right here because this is the one we have finally made it through the talking stage. We have went on some dates. We're probably having adult fun with one another. Now it's time to settle down with this one person. And this is usually when the titles start to come in. Like now all of a sudden we are a couple and we are officially going together. And now you're now my bae and now it's the love of my life lingo is now starting to probably happen with this too. And this stage is very seriously because this is when your emotions start getting involved. Limitations, what you're going to do with this person and your do's and don'ts now start to come when you get into a serious dating relationship. And now it's like, hey, you know, what are we now? We're now established as a couple. So guess what? Now we got to take this a little bit more serious because if when you was a single person, you or that person was single at a time and you was able to chat with each other on a, like a cool talking stage, go on a few dates, but you could have still had people on the side. You could still be talking to other people. Now you got to slow down with that because now there are boundaries. There are limitations now. You just can't be doing anything you want. You can't. Not when you're seriously dating somebody because now your attention is now on that one person, vice versa. That person is having its attentions on you. So you have to know that you got to establish some type of limit on what you guys are doing outside of you guys dating. So that's like me. If I'm dating somebody or seriously dating somebody, I would expect that we respect each other. I wouldn't be talking to other people. That person should not be talking to other people just because we're trying to build something. Like we're legit. We're probably intimate with each other. We go on our dates. We're probably in love with each other or strongly in light. So I feel like there is a respect level. So then this is where I think where the emotions do kind of count and they do come in when you start to seriously date somebody. And then, like I said, at this point, there are boundaries that you want to make sure that you don't cross. When you seriously date, you just got to know this is what I'm ready to do because this is going to be that level to let you know if you make it or you break it. Meaning, you could be starting something that could take you to your next level. You could seriously date somebody and you guys went all the way from that talking stage all the way up until this. And who knows, this could be the person that you marry. Who knows? Or sometimes when you get to this point, because everything is now where it's at, this can teach you if you're going to really want to be with this person, if you're going to like this person, if the things that you didn't want them to do or vice versa, they didn't do. This may cause a strain in the relationship. And now, guess what? You guys are not together. But I just wanted to kind of throw my little 5 cents in on what I felt were the different stages of dating. Now, I would love for someone to chime in. Let me know what you think. And you can send me a message on my Anchor voice box. And maybe you can come on the show, a following updated show, to tell me what you feel like those three stages are, how they are to you. Like I said, these are just how I felt about the whole, when they say they're just talking, the dating stage, and seriously dating, because I think a lot of people get confused at the beginning when you're in a just talking stage. That does not make this person the person that you're supposed to, you know, be with. So you guys let me know. Holla at your girl at Holly and Her Ego on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to be on the show, let me know too. The Holly Show STL. I am being listened to all over the world. Shout out to all the countries. Of course, United States of America, where I'm raised. But we got Kenya, France, Kuwait, Belgium, just different places all over. So people are tuning in, and I'm just so grateful for that. And again, wherever you are in the world, thank you for listening, and I hope to talk with you soon.
Bye.